Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls, because we have with us on the line from up there in the Santa Rosa area, Arlene Kula, who is with the Eagle Forum, and we want to be talking about a new book called America's Engineered Decline. It's written by William Norman Grigg. It's an excellent, a small little book. It's not that expensive. It's $5.95. But it goes into the background of a program that goes right along with the Sustainable Development Program we were talking about yesterday, which is aimed at basically lowering the living standards of the American people. This goes into the program for taking down our trade barriers, the Federal Trade Zone of the Americas, FTAA is what they call it. And with that, of course, open borders, open immigration, and of course, no tariffs at all. Well, at least no tariffs on our side. The other countries are going to be able to have their tariffs so that they can build up the standards of living of their people as we progressively lower the standards of the American people. And this involves shipping our jobs overseas, shipping our industries overseas, and, of course, destroying the value of our currency, and eventually then uniting all of the nations of the Americas into a common currency and then into a common government. It's all laid out. It's all planned. In fact, the book opens in the introduction with this statement. There are people in the administration and in Mexico and in Congress who believe that we should do away with borders entirely. Their ultimate goal is to create this hemisphere a free trade area consolidating all of North and South America into some kind of United States of the Americas. This is a legitimate political issue, and it should be discussed and debated openly. Americans, the public at large as such, should talk about this, and they should let our policy leaders let them understand what's happening. There should be frank discussions. We're undergoing a radical change in our national character and social structure, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen without, at the very least, the informed consent of the public. I'm among those who believe that it shouldn't be allowed to happen, period. And I believe that this remains a major view, which is probably why it's being kept from the American people, and why it's being done by stealth and misdirection. And that's, of course, Tom Tancredo, who's a Republican congressman from Colorado, said that. I'm sure you're well acquainted with his views, aren't you?
Yes, very much so.
And, of course, the average American doesn't understand there's a master plan to impoverish the American people, to take down our borders, to take away our sovereignty, and to unite us into this United States of the Americas. You pick up the story from there, Coraline.
All right. The book starts off with that comment by Tom Tancredo. It also gives this wonderful statement by Taylor Caldwell, who was a very popular author during the middle 1900s. And she's the one that lets us know how important the middle class is to the development of our nation and trying to keep this nation free. And she says, the elite hate the middle class who challenge them in the name of God-given liberty. And that's essentially what is happening. It's the middle class that has always been the ones that have tried to hold our politicians' feet to the fire and bind them to the Constitution. We're the ones that write letters to the editor and letters to our senators and congressmen, and we're the ones that...
Hold that thought right there, Arlene.
All right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course with us this afternoon is Arlene Kula. We're talking about a book which we offer through our ministry. It's called America's Engineered Decline. Now, it's an inexpensive little book. It's only $5.95, but it's really very much to the point. There is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the sovereignty of this country and to merge us into a United States of the Americas. And, of course, this is why both political parties support unbridled immigration coming across our border. This is why there is no effort to close our borders. This is why we have probably between 8 and 12 million illegal aliens from south of the border living in the United States. Why they're being funded, their organizations funded by the Ford Foundation and being, I'm talking about Maldave and LULAC and so many of the organizations organized to protect the illegal aliens are funded by our tax-exempt foundations. Here in California, when the people voted for Prop 187, why it was never enacted, it's the official law of the state, but Governor Davis refused to apply that law, and so does Governor Schwarzenegger. It doesn't matter what the people want. You must understand that our elected representatives, the will of the people, the initiative of the people, the legality of this doesn't really matter. There is an agenda, and they really intend to destroy our sovereignty, to impoverish our people. And step by step, they're doing this. And I doubt that not one in 100 Americans really understands the implications of the free trade zone of the Americas. Would you like to pick up on that story, Arlene?
All right. This book really goes into great detail about what would happen with the free trade area of the Americas. It's called the FTAA. It would be the next step after NAFTA. As you know, NAFTA combined California, not California, but all of America, Canada, and Mexico in this big free trade agreement, which has been a disaster for our country. It's caused 900,000 jobs to leave our shores. Most people really are not even aware of it unless it has affected them. But I grew up on a farm in Idaho, and I know the plight of the farmers because of NAFTA. So often, we cannot compete because of the cheap labor that and the products that are coming in from Mexico, and so the poor farmers just have to plow their crops underground and take the loss because there's no market. And essentially, the NAFTA has been a disaster for our country, but of course it's helped Mexico, and it's caused so many of our manufacturing plants to leave at the American shores.
Hold that thought right here, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Arlene Kuhler. We're talking about the free trade area of the Americas, and of course this is a book really written by William Grigg called America's Engineered Decline, and the average American could not believe that our elected representatives would be going along with a program designed to take down our tariff walls, to put our companies into such a situation that they have to go overseas to survive. Certainly, the only reason our farmers are surviving at all now is because they're getting subsidies, and those are going to stop, and then our farmers are going to be impoverished, and so we'll be deluged with farm products from elsewhere in the world, but there's no control at all over how they're grown or the use of pesticides or herbicides. But the most important thing is we are going to wipe out our farming industry, and of course it will all be purchased up at pennies on the dollar by the mega corporations, which are going right along with this, and we're going from private farms and family farms to corporate farms as we move from freedom towards feudalism and eventually towards fascism. So what is the impact of this whole idea of tearing down our tariff barriers on the average American and upon the employment situation here in this country, Arlene?
Well, I was actually asked to speak on this subject a few weeks ago for a Rotary Club here in Santa Rosa. The speaker they were going to have the following week was totally in favor of open borders, and so they asked me, in all fairness, to come and tell why I was so opposed to open borders and wanted our illegal immigration to be stopped. And it was amazing. The lady who invited me to speak, I asked her, I said, so this other speaker truly believes in open borders? And she said, oh, yes, and most of us agree with her. I thought, oh my, has the Rotary Club changed since my father belonged to it? But I was, I don't know, I did have a few people come up afterwards and tell me they totally agreed with me, but, you know, you can tell when you are speaking to an audience that agrees, they nod their heads, and I did not get that feeling. So obviously, a lot of people have come to the conclusion that it's a done deal, it's too late, that we already have 8 to 12 million illegals here. We might as well just open up our borders and welcome them all, and all will be well. These people are not already being affected. They haven't lost their jobs yet, but there are so many who have. This book goes into the fact that so many of our manufacturing plants have now had to move overseas. We have 1.3 million manufacturing jobs since 1992 who have been forced to close or move to Asia or Mexico to exist. So many in industries, our nation used to be this great textile industry, and we just don't have the textile plants anymore.
Well, not only that, we've lost our steel industries, we've lost our furniture manufacturing industries, we're losing a lot of our automobile industries, a lot of our electronic industry is leaving this country. Certainly our farms are not going to be able to compete once we stop subsidizing them, and
that's
right. Actually illegal under the terms of NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization, and I'm sure under the FTAA. You know, but you talk about the Rotary. The difficulty is that these organizations have all been targeted. The chambers of commerce have been infiltrated by people who are talking about how wonderful globalism is going to be and how wonderful it will be when everybody else in the world is prosperous, and how then we'll have all these great markets in Mexico and in South America and in China. And think of all those goods we're going to be able to sell to the 1.25 billion people in China. And they don't understand this is all a lie. The real plan is to lower the living standards of everybody throughout the world, but they can't tell that to the American people any more than they could tell when NAFTA came along, tell the people that they were actually going to lose jobs here in the United States rather than gain them. They couldn't tell the people when the World Trade Organization came along that we're going to lose many of our major industries and destroy the value of our currency. So they consistently lied. It's sort of like when they wanted to raise the electricity prices. They couldn't tell the people that was their goal. So they said, we're going to deregulate electricity and lower the cost of electricity. Isn't it wonderful? Don't you want lower electricity? Don't you want competition? Well, how do you have competition when you got a monopoly? They knew it was going to happen. They just didn't want the American people to do it. And the great tragedy is the American people swallowed the lies. When are they going to begin to think independently? When are they going to begin to question what they're being told?
It is really something, isn't it? One of the scary things is when you realize that the whole plan is the same thing that has been going on in Europe. They first had a common market, and then from there they began to establish the United Europe. Their next step, they're already forming a United Parliament to rule over all of Europe. They already have the United Currency. My husband is from Germany, that's why I have this difficult last name, and he is so upset every time he goes back to Germany to visit his father to see the conditions there and how Germany is slowly being brought down to a third world level, just the plan that they have for the United States. And that's what it is. They first form a treaty, just a free trade agreement that's promised to bring prosperity to all countries. Of course, that's not true. And then from there, we will someday have a united currency for all of the Americas. And then from there, we will have a united parliament and a regional large government for all of the Americas. From there, when you've got that going on in the Americas, a united Europe government for all of Europe, and we'll have a united Asia, we'll have all of Australia and New Zealand united, then it's much easier to form a one-world government.
And that's what it's really all about. And if the American people have to understand, there is a master plan, but they don't want to tell the American people. They don't want to let them know that these people our leaders are violating the Constitution they've sworn to uphold. If any of you doubt that this is all planned long ago, there's an article in the April 1974 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. Now, Foreign Affairs is the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, which controls both of our political parties, at least the members of this do. They control our media, I mean, whether it be the right-wing Wall Street Journal or Reader's Digest or the left-wing Washington Post or the New York Times. They're all controlled by people who come from that organization. In fact, we have a wonderful article written by Richard Harwood, who is a writer for the Washington Post back in 1993. The article is entitled, "The Ruling Journalist Elite." And he said this is the closest thing we have to a ruling elite in America, and tells how they control the government, how they control the media. And if you'd like copies of that Washington Post article, you just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We'll send that Richard Harwood article to you. You need to read it. You need to understand what this is all about. These people know exactly what they're doing, but they are lying to us. Now, in this article, in April of 1974, Richard Gardner, a Rhodes Scholar, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the American ambassador to Spain during the Clinton administration, but he's saying, you know, we're going to have to do an end run around the Constitution. The American people don't want world government, so we'll have to do an end run around the Constitution, and we'll use GATT and the World Trade Organization and the Law of the Sea Treaty, and we'll create all these international bodies, and then, of course, they will certainly supersede our Constitution. Do you see? Because when our Constitution is gone, then our freedom is gone, our right of habeas corpus, our right to a trial to face our accusers. But you see, we're doing away with that now in the name of fighting terrorism. We've already established a precedent that we're going to do away with the Fourth and Fifth and Amendments, all those protections that so many people have fought and died for. Loss of sovereignty means loss of our constitutional protection and loss of our freedom and eventually perhaps loss of our lives. So, you know, as you read this little book, Orlean, you know, this is really, I think, the most concise description of this master plan that's being carried out today. And while our attention is focused on Iraq, we're losing our freedom here at home. Do you have that feeling?
Oh, very much so. And what you just mentioned about the Bill of Rights, I am a substitute teacher in the public schools, and I'm familiar with a book that now is being used to teach government and history. It's called We the People, and it looks really good on the outside. It has a lovely cover, and the chapter headings sound really good. But inside, it's a total revisioned history of the United States, and it's not at all teaching what we believe in. In fact, they refer to the Bill of Rights as old-fashioned and negative rights. A better form of Bill of Rights is the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights. They list all of these, all 30 of them, but the Bill of Rights, they mention only a few of their favorite ones. They leave out the Second Amendment and the Ninth and Tenth like they never existed. And it's incredible what our kids are now supposedly being taught in the way of history and government for our nation.
No, they're not being taught, Orlean. They're being indoctrinated by people who hate America, and it's being done with our tax dollars, and that's all part of this this No Child Left Behind program, which, of course, was Ted Kennedy's legislation that the Bush administration got through, because Ted Kennedy never could have got this through. Only a conservative Christian could have gotten through anything as disastrous as this to undermine the belief in God and family and country, and that's just exactly what this We the People book does. In fact, we have a wonderful book. It's called, I'm sure you know of it, Fed Ed, and of course we have a four-tape set on Fed Ed, and it talks about that book that is being used as a standard textbook all across America because it's subsidized by the federal government. But its real purpose is to destroy a belief in God and in family and country, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the parents to know. And so I think it's so vitally important that people get the information, maybe even get a copy of that book. We the People, but if you'd like to get our four-tape set, if you'd like to get our book on FedEd available, and this wonderful book we're talking about today, America's Engineered Decline. Well, when we get back from this break, we're going to invite your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you agree, you disagree, give us a call.
really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today, and unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Arlene Cooley. If you're out there in the listening audience would like to give us a call, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, they have targeted the minds of our children, and they're indoctrinating them in environmentalism. They know far more about environmentalism than they do about algebra. And, of course, they go into the whole background of global warming. They really believe in global warming, although the scientists, and I've talked to some of the most outstanding scientists in this country, and we're talking about a half a degree over the last 100 years, and of course most of that occurred before we had increased CO2. If you go into greenhouse gases, most of them are simply water. That's what greenhouse gases are. Maybe 1 or 2% of them at the most are CO2. So what is this really all about? why it's really about an attack on the Western civilization. Because if you can restrict the use of fossil fuels, then you can restrict the availability of electricity and power, and then you can begin to deindustrialize our society. And of course, the Kyoto Protocol was not to affect communist China, the biggest polluter in the world. It was only to affect us. It was an attack on America. Now, but you see, the average child doesn't understand that. He thinks that the sea is going to begin rising, and soon the Empire State Building will be underwater. The skyscrapers in New York and San Francisco will be underwater. And of course, you read these fraudulent articles in the newspaper all the time about, oh, we have this new study that says that the temperature is going to rise 7 degrees here in the next 20 or 30 years and devastate this society. It's all a lie, but a lie told often enough, especially to a susceptible child, of course, will mislead them. And the great tragedy of today is that the average American doesn't understand that our schools are not teaching our children. They're not teaching them reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're teaching about sex and suicide and certainly global warming. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling in from New York. Hi, Ron. Did you have a question?
Yeah, God bless you and your guest, Dr. Stan. You keep mentioning, how can God not judge America? And that indeed is the question. Do you think that, as your guest and yourself, do you think that that judgment is ripe, that judgment is here, and that everything that has occurred in this nation, we are due for judgment, and that, in fact, all of what we're saying is the global government, the one world government, the mark of the beast, the tribulation of the Antichrist, and the second coming of Christ? Do you think we're there now, and this is indeed what is happening? And if it is, how in the world can we combat what God has already ordained?
All right, Orlean, do you have any comment at all on what Ron is saying?
Well, I remember reading a scripture in the Old Testament where it tells that the judgment of God sometimes does come in earthquakes and terrible storms, and I often wonder when we hear of more and more earthquakes and hurricanes and the destruction, and maybe that is partial judgment. I just hope that it's not total judgment yet. But I can't help but agree with Ron that, you know, when you consider 40 million babies have been killed with abortions in our nation, certainly God cannot hold back his judgment much longer. There's just so many sad things going on. But I do believe there's still some wonderful Christians still in our nation, and maybe God will hold back total judgment until things get much, much worse.
Well, Ron, I think there's a great deal of truth in what you're saying, and I believe we're seeing the early parts of judgment. But I also believe, you know, if you read the scriptures and you believe the story of Jonah, why he went to Nineveh, which was a wicked Assyrian city, and he told them that God's judgment was upon them, and they did repent, and they held off this terrible thing that God had ordained for 60 or 80 years. That's what we're doing. We're not going to change the long-range plan, but I think that for our children and our grandchildren, we may be able to have some influence, and I think we're called to try. In the final analysis, we do our best, but the battle is the Lord's.
You think there are enough people in this country that will respond and can respond and have an effect in regard to what you and your guests and many others are doing in addressing these very pertinent topics?
We're going to find out, aren't we? That's all we can do. Remember, we're not going to make a decision. We're going to do the best that we can, but the battle is the Lord's. And when you remember that, then you keep on going. Otherwise, you just want to crawl in a hole and pull the lid over the top of you.
You think it can happen other than a physical confrontation? There's another question.
Yes, I do. I believe that a physical confrontation would be the worst thing in the world, because it would be exactly what the other side wants. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there are already other people in training. It would be a terrible thing, because that would justify the implementation of martial law and the loss of all freedom. That's not the way to go.
God bless your efforts, Dr. Stan, and God bless your guest for what she's doing.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay,
is one nice thing about this book, even though William Norman Gregg does tell us some sad things. He has a wonderful chapter about what we can do and that there's still hope.
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, why, Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, that we've lost almost 30-40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111, that's 1-888-302-7111, and ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Orlene Kulu, and if you're out there across America and you have a question or comment, give us a call. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And of course, with a failing economy here in the United States, we are actually shipping our jobs overseas. We are flooding this country with illegal aliens who, of course, work for just about anything. And certainly they want, of course, to make money. But there is no country in the world that can throw open its borders and take the jobs away from people here and, of course, continue to subsidize the illegal aliens. They tell you, oh, they pay taxes. Well, there's a recent study by the Center for Immigration Control pointing out that it costs us about $2,200 every year for every illegal immigrant who's in here in the taxes and the various things that we give them in way of education and health care. And if we make them legal, well, it'll cost us $7,000 over and above whatever they're paying in taxes. So all of these are arguments that are made. And, of course, some people say, oh, well, the reason they're here is the big corporations want to have them here because they'll work and they can use them in their factories and they'll work for less. This is only a cover story. It is all part of the master plan, of course, to create a multicultural society, to give the people who have no knowledge of our system or way of life the voting power, and of course, once we make the 8 to 12 million people who are here illegally legal, then they can bring in their families. It'll give us 40 to 50 million people and the end of our representative government as we know it, because the loyalty is not to the United States. Many of them don't even want to learn our language. Their loyalty is to Mexico. They can vote in Mexico, and they can vote here in America. In fact, we're even talking about allowing them to vote in municipal elections. After all, they say they pay their local taxes. Why shouldn't they be able to vote in school board and other municipal elections? And little bit by little bit, we're eroding these concepts of sovereignty, because there are people who hate our Constitution, because this was one nation under God, and because they hate that concept, and their real dedication is this idea of globalism and preparing the way for the world government, why, they lie to us, they know exactly what they're doing, but they're eroding our national sovereignty step by step in America's Engineered Decline. In fact, that's the name of the book, America's Engineered Decline. They know exactly what they're doing, don't they, Arlene?
Very much so. You mentioned that when this is all completed, then they can start bringing in their families. They're already doing that. We had a guest come and speak for one of our education conferences for Eagle Forum. Her name is Erin Anderson, and her family owns property on the Arizona border next to Mexico. She said once President Bush's amnesty program, referred to as the guest worker program, was mentioned, suddenly there was this huge influx of more and more illegals crossing the border. Instead of just 1,000 a night, it was like 2,000 a night, and now they're bringing with them their grandparents, their wives, their children. And if they were stopped by the Border Patrol, they had all memorized the word amnesty, and they felt like this was an open invitation for them to come in even larger numbers. And so that's essentially what is going on. Her property in Arizona has been trashed. They can't farm it, they can't put the cattle on it, they can't do anything with it except pay property taxes on it, and they certainly can't sell it. And that's how everyone's property is along the border where these people are crossing.
Well, now what can be done? What does Mr. Grigg suggest can be done to turn this whole thing around?
Well, he definitely wants us to know that there is hope, and we can't give up and think it's a done deal. There's a whole chapter that he has devoted to what we can do. And he lets us know that, you know, throughout history in the United States, it was only a handful of people who really were the movers and shakers. It was only 3% during the Revolutionary War who were able to make the difference and win our independence for us. So we've got to go on continuing, and they have a really good website to fight the FTAA. It's called www.stoptheftaa.org. And if you go on their website, you can get more information about it. And I know here in Santa Rosa for two different days, we had a table and we gathered signatures on a petition to just wake people up that this was really going on. There was not one single person who stopped to talk to us, to sign the petition, who had ever heard of the FTAA.
Isn't it amazing how when they control the media, they can control the knowledge and understanding of the average American?
Exactly. And obviously, this is something they want to keep hush-hush. If the majority of Americans really knew about it, they could not get this done. But they are planning to vote it into law next January. And both the Democrats and the Republicans are all for it. There's just a few, like this brave Congressman Tom Tancredo, who are speaking out against it. It's either they have been totally bold, given false information about it, or they are really part of the master plan, thinking this is what would be good for us to someday have a total United Americas and a one world government.
And people have never stopped and realized that this is part of a long-range plan. If you look at it from a spiritual point of view, of course, this is the government of the coming Antichrist. But if you look at it, you go back to Plato. He was writing about this ideal utopian society. And, of course, what it was a ruling elite, a massive military to control the populace, and then destruction of the family. And that's what you're seeing so effectively here in the United States. Oh, they haven't been able to outlaw marriage yet, but we've got more people people living many times, living together outside of wedlock than ever before. And then, of course, they've created a situation where the woman has to work, so she can't be home taking care of the children. And there is an organized effort to turn the children over to the state. In our area, they call it Success by Six. It's backed by the local dentist, and it's backed by the local television station and responsible citizens. But it's really getting the children out of the home and into government education, indoctrination at the age of 3 years of age. And they're going to tell you that child is going to do so much better when they get older. No, they're not going to do better. The best educators of all are parents and children who are raised with proper standards rather than the lawlessness that we see in our schools today. And
that's
the
right.
Indoctrination, they're starting in kindergarten, ladies and gentlemen, indoctrinating them all about homosexuality. What are they doing? Why, they're after their very souls. And this
that's
is what
right.
it's about.
There's an excellent chapter that William Norman Greig has called Descent into Degeneracy. And he talks about this very thing, that because of the sex education classes and the whole concept of free sex, they give examples in here of a community in Georgia. It's called Rockdale County, Georgia, the city of Conyers, where there was a huge syphilis outbreak in 1996. And most of the parents had absolutely no idea what was going on. This is in the Bible Belt. They thought that their children were being raised in good Christian concepts. But while the parents were both off working, the kids would come home from school and turn on Playboy Channel and the girls' bedroom and invite both boys and girls into the room, and then they would act out whatever they saw on the Playboy Channel. And just 12-year-old, 14-year-old girls were having 20 to 100 different sex partners. Just absolutely incredible. The chapter also goes on into how this was also deliberately planned with the Kinsey beginning, how he was doing this terrible supposed experimentation and came up with these statistics about how children are naturally inclined to sex, but that was not true at all. And they show how this whole Playboy magazine and the people behind it and the Rockefeller funding, this is all to bring down the American family, bring our children down into immorality. Because when you no longer have a moral nation, you no longer can stand for freedoms and liberty. People who are immoral could care less about freedom and liberty.
And I think it's so important that people understand that Alfred Kinsey was a disciple of a man named Aleister Crowley, as was Timothy Leary, as was Harry Hay, as was Robert Elton Williams, who was pushing pornography. Harry Hay was the founder of the gay liberation movement. They were all disciples of Aleister Crowley, and he was a Satanist. And believe me, the Satanists, the witches, they all hate America. Because why? Because we were founded as a Christian nation, and everybody knew that up until about 50 years ago, when the Masons took over our Supreme Court and changed our laws while we were fighting over in Vietnam. And just as we are fighting over in Iraq today, we're not watching very closely about what's happening. Most people don't understand both political parties. The leaders of both of them are going right along with this program. And they're using our schools to destroy the souls of our children. And where is the outcry from the average Christian? Why, they're just going to a church and singing the great new rock songs that really are the devil's own music in churches all across America today. It's truly unbelievable what's happening.
I'm glad that you brought in this whole concept of really who is behind this, and it is Satan. And in this chapter beginning, William Norman Greig quotes from Marilyn Manson, who says, "America needs an antichrist figure, the anti-hero to save these kids from the oppression of right-wing morality. And Satan is the person."
And in fact, we have this video called "They Sold Their Souls to Rock and Roll." And anybody who gets that, you can either get the 4 or the 10-hour version. Both of them show you Marilyn Manson, the man that Orlean was just quoting, of course, singing about how wonderful Mr. Crowley was. Who was Aleister Crowley? Why, he was known as the other Loch Ness monster. He had a home on Loch Ness in Scotland, and he was totally evil, and everybody knew he was. 50 years ago, today, we don't even talk about evil anymore. It's almost like it doesn't exist. Well, I'll tell you what does exist, and it's being taught in our schools and our universities. It's on our television. It's about time the American people understood that they're after the souls of their children.
That's amazing. I have seen a notepad in one of the classrooms where I was teaching. It said at the top of it, there are no mistakes. There are only learnings. So in other words, there's no more sin. There's no more evil. There's no more mistakes. We're all learning. And so often that is the concept that people receive even attending Christian churches now. It's like ministers are afraid to talk about evil or Satan. Or you can see how we got into this dilemma.
Well, of course, what they've done is they've changed the message to the Christian church. And God is always love, but he's never a God of wrath and punishment. Oh, God would never punish anybody. Well, if God would never punish anybody, then why did Jesus Christ come to earth and die on the cross? If there is no punishment for eternal for sin, eternal punishment for sin, then why do we need a Savior? And you see, that's what they've done. They've eroded this acknowledgement that we do need a Savior.
That's right. But I really like what William Norman Gregg writes in this chapter about how important morality is and really acknowledging God for our children. And this is what our founding fathers so often stated too in George Washington's farewell address. He again told how important it was for our nation to remain a virtuous and moral nation if we ever expected to maintain our freedoms. Because if you are no longer having self-mastery through morality, then little by little you have to have a government that becomes stronger and stronger and becomes a police state.
Amen to that. We've got a caller from Europe right now. Who do we have on the line?
It's Mulder.
Hi, how are you? I'm good to have you with us.
I called you before.
Right.
You're talking about this taking the children. It's very funny, but here in Denmark, the laws against doing that is being strange against these government agencies.
No, I mean, in Denmark, and the government agencies...
Yeah, the law is conservative, the liberal government, not liberal, I mean, national liberal, not socialist liberal. Their minister has just passed the common law, I don't know, a month, that will strengthen the ability for states agency. That kind of thing. So, something goes in one row, good in one way and bad in another way.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us?
Yeah, do you know this European Constitution? This
European Union, right?
Yeah, you're in the process of destroying your own constitution. You're the politician, and here we get with European Constitution, and if we get this, I think we can say goodbye to our own constitution. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's what it's really all about. And they don't care what the people of Denmark or Holland or Germany want. There is a small clique that wants the power, and they intend a united Europe, a united States of Europe.
I don't know how small this. I was hearing a tape about a guy. I don't remember the man's name. He was on the same conference you was on ConspiracyCon.
Right.
He was talking about the lead in America was between 1-3%, this Illuminati elite.
You mean the people who know what's going on?
I don't know. The bloodlines in America should be between 3-9 million people.
Oh, you mean the people on the other side, the bad people?
No, maybe not all of them, but the families, the controlling families, should be a very big part of the population, 3% or so.
Well, that's a lot of people, and they're doing an awful lot of
harm. At least 1%.
Right. All right, fine. Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for calling, Molter.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was Molter calling from Denmark, and of course, he's listening to our program. And this program is heard, actually, all throughout the world, thanks to the miracle of shortwave and of Internet. Well, we're just about out of time, Orlean. What are your thoughts? Obviously, Molter realizes that Europe, the people of Europe, are losing their freedom. They're doing exactly the same thing there that is planned for here. First of all, we'll take down the tariff barriers, and we'll take down the national boundaries, we'll open it up for trade, then we'll have a common currency, then we'll have a common government, and once they have the dictatorship there with the military and the police force, why, they've got the people. And that's what they intend here. They don't care what the people want. They have their agenda, and they know where they're going. Go ahead, Orlean.
That's right. But what is so wonderful is a program like you have, Dr. Stan, because the only way we can fight this is by shining the light of truth upon it. And we've got to keep doing that till the bitter end, and I'm so thankful that you have your show. I would like to say, too, that one thing that we are doing here in Santa Rosa, we're having a Constitution Day celebration on September 11th, because the Constitution was signed into law in September 17th, 1787. Nobody knows that anymore, but we're having a day to honor the Constitution, and at the same time, we're honoring people who have fought to protect this nation, and we're having some great speakers that are going to be standing up for our Constitution. So there's things we can still do. And thank you so much for your show and all that you are doing out there in the battlefield, Dr. Stan.
God bless you, and thank you so very much. Bye. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. That was Orlean Kula. And, of course, she's a crusader up there in the Santa Rosa area, worked with Eagle Forum. The book we're talking about is America's Engineered Decline. If you want to get a copy of it, it's a very well-done book. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. HIV warm, because we truly are at war today.
Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I think we should probably mention my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will give you an excellent overview of who is really behind this movement towards the one world government. And not one organization, there are literally dozens of organizations. Every communist wants world government. Every fascist and Nazi wants world government. And the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, and the Rosicrucians, and the Theosophists, and the New Agers, and the Masons, the leaders, they all understand that this is the fulfillment of this age-old plan for the New World Order and the New World Religion. And it really all began in the Garden of Eden, where the serpent said to Eve, you know, you're not going to die if you eat the fruit of the tree. You know, what you have to understand is you will become as God, knowing good and evil. And the whole idea is, do you want to become a God? Because that's what it's really all about. This whole idea is you don't have to answer to the God of the Bible. You can become your own God. You can do whatever you want to. Do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. That's what they're teaching our children in school today. There are no values. You decide what's right and wrong. That's exactly what Aleister Crowley taught. In fact, we have a wonderful four-tape set, Aleister Crowley and his friends. Let me suggest you seriously consider getting that, and our tapes on the church growth movement, our church on Diaprax and the church, which is on the church growth movement. It's a video. And then, of course, Satanism and Deliverance, a four-tape set, or our tapes on paganism or the pagan agenda. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Get the information you need. Oh, an excellent book. The Demonic Roots of Globalism. The Demonic Roots of Globalism point out what's really going on today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-sponsored, and we would appreciate your giving serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters or subscribing to our publications or helping us in one way if you possibly can. And I know that some of our listeners out there are having financial problems. An awful lot of people are having financial problems. But anything that you can do or if you're in a position to help, we'll certainly appreciate it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, let me mention several things. One of them, we're going to be having a conference here all day on November 6th, and we're really looking forward to it. We're bringing outside speakers in, and we're going to have a great time. Lunch is going to be served. It's going to start early in the morning and go until about 5 in the evening and 5:30. And, of course, we'll hope that you'll come and bring a friend. You'll need a reservation, however. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You'll hear great talks, but also you'll meet other people who know what's going on and perhaps establish some lifelong friendships. So we've had a great time the last 3 years. That's November 6th here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, an all-day-long conference along with lunch. So the number 1-800-544-8927. And then we want, of course, to mention the video entitled Iraq, the Untold Story. And it comes with a syllabus. You can get it by the video by itself, or you can get the video and the syllabus. The syllabus actually has the advantage you'll find all the documents. You'll find a copy of the letter I found in Colonel House's papers from the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, writing to Colonel House saying, why are the American corporations building up Adolf Hitler? I mean, after all, they can't get any money out of the country. Well, we understand Adolf Hitler was the finest enemy, could be bought with our corporate money. And if you haven't read the wonderful book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, why you need to, and of course we also carry the book Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. It was all to create an enemy. And the best enemies money could buy is an excellent video, and you can get this book, both with Professor Sutton. And, of course, the video is one I filmed back in 1980 with Professor Sutton. The best enemies money could buy, did you know we financed the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War? How could we keep the war going that long? And, of course, right now we're involved in a war on terrorism. And what are we doing to stop the financing of the Islamic terrorists? Absolutely nothing. Oh, we did arrest some people the other day. In fact, we're going to stop the Holy Land Foundation from continuing to fund them. They were funding them back in 1996. We have a book, Jihad in America. It was actually written by Stephen Emerson, the book I'm speaking of. There was a video, Jihad in America, and the other is American Jihad, the book. And he tells you, gives you the testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee in 1996, where they were talking about how this whole Islamic movement was being funded at that time from Saudi Arabia and from Pakistan and, of course, from right here in the United States. And a recent report from the Council on Foreign Relations was critical of the Bush administration for not really trying to stop the financing of the Islamic terrorists. Why wouldn't we try to stop their financing? Could this be, once again, we're creating the finest enemy that money could buy? Well, you need to get the video, the finest enemy money, the best enemy money could buy. You need to get the book, the video, and you need to know history so you can understand what's going on today, because as George Santayana reminded us, those who do not remember history are condemned to repeat it. So the information is available. If you'd like a free copy of our last newsletter deals with what really happened on September 11th. That's the July newsletter. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a free copy. And of course, then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, we'll be back with you once again. Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.